from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo! Sports Radio! 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons meeting with the media yesterday at Flower Branch as they arrive as the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes as well. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Another scrimmage over the weekend. Unfortunately, a couple injuries filtering in that we're hearing about as the season gets closer. So talk some Georgia football with BA, and then we'll wrap things up with an AMA at 140. As we always do, any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open for you to call us and ask us anything you want.
I saw this yesterday about Justin Simmons, because he's going to wear 31. I didn't realize, it's the first time a Falcon has worn 31 in a regular season game since 1986.
That's wild.
That's crazy, isn't it? But you would think if the number's not retired.
31's a popular number for people.
Yeah, so I would have thought that somebody has worn it. That's unbelievable. It's 1986, a gentleman named William Andrews.
All right. Nice.
I don't know. I've never heard of him. But hey, that's like as much, especially since these damn single-digit numbers is coming to effect as much as they are now. Mm-hmm. I would have. Because they just came in recently, I would have obviously thought
somebody somewhere along the line who wore 31. Plus, also, we always do this with numbers that people pick. Some numbers look good, some numbers
31's
don't. 31's a nice looking number.
A nice number.
You're a good safety. 31's a good number.
Who's 31? Jamal wore 31.
Oh, Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis wore 31.
So it can be a running back.
Lewis wore 31. But yeah, I would have thought, I was like, damn, the first time since 86 somebody's worn in a regular season game and worn that number.
Trying to think, now you got me thinking about who's all worn that number and made it look good.
Oh, Brock Marion was sharp. Safety down there in Miami. Brock looks smooth in the 3-1.
What do you got? Jamal Lewis, like you said. Priest Holmes, 31.
Yes, definitely.
William Andrews, I think it was the name you just said, mm-hmm. right? That's on there. Antonio Cromartie wore 31.
He did.
Roy Williams wore 31. The DB Roy Williams wore 31. What else do we got? Philip Buchanan. Jason Sehorn. Got to bring him up, obviously. Cam Chancellor, wore 31.
31,
as well,
yes.
Which is the comparison that was made.
Yes.
Physically, sort of, between size-wise.
No.
The comparison was made.
Justin Simmons, he's bigger than I thought he was. I actually got to stand up next to him and see him yesterday at the facility. I done played against Cam, and I done seen Cam. He ain't that damn big.
Yeah, Cam's like 6'4".
Yeah, he ain't that big. But again, he's bigger than I thought he was. But he's still, in that free safety, rangy type mode. But I'm sure he can play down the line. I've seen highlights. I watched a little bit of him. Duke, he's a sure tackler. He gets down there. He's not afraid to put his face in it. And so, yeah, that was my only thing, and I'm way past that now as far as them two, because I didn't realize how big this dude was, and he's bigger than I actually thought he was. But he's even big as Cam. Cam the biggest damn outside of ST.
Sean Taylor.
Yeah, he's the biggest safety I ever damn seen.
Yeah, those guys both hit really hard.
Yeah, he did, boy. Cam used to watch highlights of ST before the games.
Really?
Yes. God. Yeah. He's a watch.
Just to get his mind right.
Exactly. To get his mind right, he would watch the highlight of ST knocking the hell out of people.
Who was the tight end for the 49ers?
Oh, Vernon Davis.
He never recovered.
Oof. Never recovered.
Just took his soul
never recovered
on that sideline. All right, we'll get back to those new additions of for the Falcons in just a minute. There's a new addition for the Braves as well, because Austin Riley is on the IL for six to eight weeks.
I'm sorry, bro. William Andrews is an all-time great. Okay. I still didn't know he was, but.
So Austin Riley is on the sideline for 6 to 8 weeks. That sucks. That means if the Braves make the NLCS, Austin Riley would come back.
Yeah. So
hopefully they do. Hopefully we see Austin Riley play again this year. But we will definitely see Gio Urshula play third base tonight.
Right.
So that'll be fun.
Well, I think the thing is that we're going to be in the house.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That not Gio or Shula.
No.
He's going to see y'all.
He's going to see us.
He's going to see us.
Yes, we're going to be in the house
tonight.
We'll
be at the game tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be at the house tonight. So, let's call it what it is. Yeah. Let's just stay like that. Gio's going to be there.
When you come up to the plate, Gio, we're going to be shouting words.
But the midday show is going to be there. All right? We're going to be heckling.
Do you think we can get a Gio chant started in his first at bat?
We're going to be heckling.
Oh, I don't want to heckle him.
No, not him.
Oh,
not the team.
Okay. Oh, the other team.
The Phillies fans heckle our guys. Can we be hecklers tonight?
Bo?
We can? We can heckle. I just
don't want to get you in trouble.
Scream expletives.
Oh, yeah, we won't scream any expletives.
I can't cuss?
Not out loud. I mean, in private.
You can cuss in your head all you want.
It's you a family ballpark, Randy.
All right, okay.
But don't cuss out loud at Bryce Harper today.
Yeah, I'm okay. No cussing.
Have you ever heckled anyone in your life?
No.
I can't imagine. That would be so funny.
Yeah, no.
Randy's sitting in the second row. Here comes Bryce Harper, and he's got something loaded up for him and yells it at him.
I've never experienced the art of heckling. I never have. Am I missing anything?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay.
I don't know. Like good-natured stuff. I remember when I was a kid, me and my friends would go to games and try to sneak down close to the field. Like, I remember one time the Rockies were in town, and me and my buddy Sam knew a bunch of stuff about Todd Helton.
Right.
So it wasn't really like heckling. It was more just like yelling information loudly about Todd Helton. And finally, in the seventh inning, he was coming off and gave us a little acknowledgement.
Yeah, I've never got a chance.
15-year-old Andy and Sam were very happy that Todd Helton acknowledged
us. I've never got a chance to heckle. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you should try it.
You think I would be
pretty good
so
heckler.
Crazy.
Maybe not Bryce though. Let's heckle like Alec Bohm.
Okay.
Bryce is cool, you know.
All right.
Okay. We can heckle Bryce. That's fun.
He's like their best guy.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
And then I don't want everybody looking at over there. Look at those dudes. You're the reason Bryce hit a 3-run home run.
Wait, because remember last year it was Arcia that said some stuff, and then Bryce. Yeah, so Bryce does. He hears it.
Attaboy Harper.
Attaboy Harper. We'd give him an attaboy Harper tonight. Yeah. But then if he hits a home run, he looks at everybody in the whole section and
points to us.
Because everybody blamed Arcia for the way that series went after he gave the attaboy Harper.
Which is unbelievable.
He did kind of get punked, though.
Oh, he did.
He got punked.
They didn't lose because of that, but he got punked.
Yeah, yeah. They lost the series because the Phillies are tougher than the Braves are in the playoffs.
Yes.
There's no question about that in the last couple of years. But, you know, he punked him.
Yeah, he punked him. Yeah, you run by you and look back at you.
A couple times.
Do you think maybe that if he runs over to Bryce and shoves him or punches him in the face, that things go differently in the series? I think maybe they do.
Maybe. But here's the downside of that potential, though. Like, you run the risk of getting beat up, though. Like, then not only does
Tim Anderson. Like, Tim Anderson got beat up.
Whose career ended.
Run the risk. Like, Tim did not have to do what he did.
He didn't have to do that.
He could let it go.
He didn't have
and
to
be
do
gone
that.
By
now,
the
how
business.
Could he have known that Jose Ramirez had that punch in him? Because Jose ended his career.
And Jose like, told you why, it. Though. He knows that stuff.
Yeah.
He knows that stuff. And tuck, bam, hit him right on that button.
How about a haymaker? The very definition of just
right in the jaw.
Hit him on that button.
Jose Bautista was never the same after Rougned Odor got him. I don't know. Was Robin Ventura was pretty young when Nolan Ryan got him. He had a pretty good career after that, but everybody remembers it. That's the number one thing you think of when you think of Robin Ventura.
That's the number one thing you think of.
Old ass Nolan Ryan lumping him up and then staying in the game for like four more innings because he used to be allowed to fight back
in the
day.
Beat up a dude and stayed in the damn game.
And Robin got tossed because he charged them out.
He charged them out.
Does that happen now? Does that happen now?
They never make it to the mound these days. They run out there.
If it were to, they'd both get thrown out now, though. Like they would throw both of them out, which is stupid. Like Nolan Ryan didn't do anything. He just stood his ground and taught him a lesson.
Yeah.
don't charge the mound on me, young fella.
I don't think y'all remember when Kyle Farnsworth picked somebody up and
just
freaking
speared him.
I don't think he got ejected.
Did he not?
You come charging the mound, you're pretty much signing your own fate. Right?
Why do you go up there? You got a bat. Keep it with you.
Now, that's happened. I think Juan Marichal opened up somebody's eye time back in the
day.
Keep
it with you.
Yeah, if he's throwing the ball.
If he's throwing a ball at me and he plucks me with 100 miles and I've made up my mind I'm going to find him, take the bat with you.
Or you could throw a bat at him like Clemens did.
I hope nobody gets hurt, but it would be really funny to see somebody charge the mound tonight with the seats we're going to have. We're as close as you can get to the plate, right?
Right.
And last year we got to see Michael Harris hit a home run to dead center from down there, and it sounded like an M80 went off.
Yes.
Like it was very cool to be down there and hear it.
That's
and see
when
it
he
all that
became
kind of stuff.
Olivia's favorite baseball player was that night,
right? That very moment, that very because
he made an awesome catch the
game
before.
He won the game for them that night. But man, it would be so awesome because it's Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd like to see somebody go after him. As good as he is, as much as he kills the Braves. I know he's an Atlanta native and all that kind of stuff, but he plays for the Phillies now.
Yeah.
So send Ozuna out there. It'd be the slowest mound charge of all time.
Well, no, then we won't have a third.
Oh, Urshela. Yeah, he could ingratiate himself to the fans tonight.
We need you.
Go out there and give Zach Wheeler,
a little two-piece.
Just don't lose. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
The Atlanta Falcons know nothing about me as a football player and as about me as a man or, you know, that stuff. They really know my previous resume. And so I can't really demand or ask for anything that I haven't worked for. And that's where I've been my whole life. So I'm gonna work for it, man. You know, I got my GV hat on, man. I came from D2. So, I'm a work for it.
Well, okay.
Not really how it works.
Not how it works.
But a healthy mentality to not worry about getting a new contract.
Now,
that's Matthew Judon talking about.
Andy,
he's not going to ask the Falcons for a contract before the season.
If they would have offered him, though, he wasn't going to sign it because they don't know him like that?
No, I haven't actually proven anything to you guys.
Exactly.
Which I don't know if he's ever heard of free agency before because he actually did sign a pretty big contract with the Patriots as a free agent.
Right. And when I heard that clip, Andy, I said the same thing. I said,
what about when you signed that free agent?
All right.
Yeah. But you know what? If that's the thought process you have to take your mind off of it for the season, then have that thought process.
Yeah,
take your mind off of it for the season.
Man.
He's going to play this year, and it's the final year, right, of the guaranteed money. $6.5 million on the contract. If he balls out, Falcons or somebody else is going to give him a very, very big contract.
Yes. So, I mean, he and Ra said it perfectly whenever they signed him. It's like when he was in L.A., the whole Von Miller thing.
Very
similar. It's the exact same Von Miller thing. And Von went, helped the defense. The Rams probably knew they were going to re-sign Von. But he got he was a part of the piece that got you to the goal of what you want to do, win the Super Bowl. And then he cashed it in, $100 million. So
it worked out for everybody.
It worked out for everybody, pretty much.
Boy, do I hope.
And then if he leaves, they get the compensatory pick, too. So
I hope that all of the things are similar. Because right now, it's really similar to that situation.
Yes.
At the end of the year, if he goes somewhere else and the Falcons have a Super Bowl,
don't have that nine. They don't have double nines in the middle.
No, but Raheem did come on with us earlier in the preseason and say that the Falcons have a. No, he referred to Aaron Donald as a Grady-like human.
Yes.
That is what he said. Remember, he said, I've been around Grady-like humans before.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a hell of a
compliment.
That's
a hell of a compliment.
That's a hell of a compliment.
6-foot defensive lineman.
Yeah, There's other similarities, but Not to take anything away from Grady, because Grady is great.
Yes.
And it would be amazing to see Grady get a Super Bowl here after everything that he's dealt with the last 6 years.
Hell yeah, dog.
Not just injuries, but
The losing.
Bum-ass rosters.
Grady always says, one thing I know, we interview Grady, listen to Grady. Grady always has an uplifting type spirit. It's been extra now.
Yes, he's very
happy. It's been so extra now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even last year, like, all right, David Onyemata and Calais Campbell, great. Yeah. Like, this is the best guys I've played next to my whole career here, really. Now you got David Onyemata and Matthew Judon, yeah. And hopefully the young guys come along as well. But, no, I mean, it's very exciting up there at Flowery Branch. We'll be back up there tomorrow. Our final training camp broadcast tomorrow from 11 to 2. Don't know who we're going to talk to yet. We'll get a Falcons guest, as we always do, live from practice once it's over. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. He's the host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark. Lying on a back saying counting stars where the cool grass grows.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. But 120 on Tuesdays means Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com. We'll be out there next week.
Yeah, man.
Thursday and Friday. Hey, what's going on, B.A.? How are you?
What up, B.?
I am great. It's great to be with you guys. Looking forward to the start of the football season. And I know it's getting close, both college, NFL, and everything else in between.
I know it's week zero, and I know Georgia Tech is playing. But do you, like, you know, can you put that aside and consider this the first game week of the season, or are you waiting for that for next week?
No, I mean, obviously not the same level of energy for, you know, this as when real football starts the following Saturday. But honestly, I am pretty excited about it. And I tell you what's been weird, you know, hearing from the people who are like watching, listening to my show on a regular basis, which are obviously, you know, hardcore Georgia fans. It's almost like a lot of these Georgia fans have more energy about Florida State in this game and a little bit of, I guess, bad attitude about them because of the way they – you know, complained before the Orange Bowl, whined after the Orange Bowl. It's kind of weird how many Georgia fans have a little bit more energy about Florida State right now than Georgia Tech, who honestly is an improved team under Brent Key. But it seems like the Georgia fans I've talked to, at least, have a little bit more orneriness, if you want to use an old-timey word, about, you know, Florida State in this game, more so than their traditional rival, Georgia Tech, for whatever it's worth.
So you think they're rooting for Tech to win?
I don't think that necessarily, but there's definitely just been, you know how Georgia fans are, kind of spiteful and sort of petty or whatever else. There's been some of that, and I'm right there in the middle of all of that, of course.
Yes.
There's been some of that around Florida State. I'd say more so than Georgia Tech.
Wow. That's very, very interesting.
I mean, I get it. Most recent.
Most recent.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Beat Tech however many times in a row.
But, yeah, that's true, too. Okay, you got me.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Recency and pettiness are friends.
Yeah.
You know?
That, I mean, as a sports fan... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, but we are less than, I mean, a little bit over a week before Georgia goes and tees it off here in Atlanta against Clemson. And you're hearing certain things coming out, a couple suspension. I mean, I'm not saying suspension. Cases being resolved. I saw that Rodriguez, is going to be out with the turf toe. What else are you hearing as far as getting closer to this game that we might not know about?
Well, the Roderick Robinson thing is obviously a really big deal because that's a guy who, going back to spring practice, is earning a lot of buzz and sort of seemed to, over the course of this calendar year, kind of establish himself as somebody that you think is going to be a major part of the Georgia offense. Now, this doesn't necessarily change that, but as you said, it definitely calls into question about whether or not you will see that during this game against Clemson. Weird irony that Branson Robinson is probably a little healthier now than Roderick Robinson, at least by appearances, after for most of this year, Roderick, from a health standpoint, being far ahead of where Branson was. Now that flips. The closer we get to game time, the more I assume that Trevor Etienne, who obviously talked about dealing with a little bit of a legal situation, dealt with that. You know, that was resolved kind of in his favor. I think now my assumption is he's well within his rights to expect to play. My guess is that's probably what Georgia will do. And you'll also see, you know, Georgia rotating a lot at running back too, because the most buzzed about player in many ways this fall camp for Georgia has been the freshman Nate Frazier, who you know, seemingly had another, you know, impressive scrimmage on Saturday based on people who were there, and certainly the previous week also earned some positive buzz too. So I would say if you're thinking about like winners and losers or, you know, most laudable position groups from fall camp, I'd say the Georgia running back group has probably been that, despite the fact that Roderick Robinson is dealing with a little bit of an injury right now.
Let's break it down and, like, just say, I don't know, for a round number sake, that Georgia runs the ball 30 times against Clemson. They'll probably run it more than that, but just for the sake of ease, say they run the ball 30 times. How would you predict that those carries would be broken down by player?
So I'm going to show my, you know, lack of success of arithmetic here. If Roderick Robinson was healthy, I'd say that he and Etienne would probably get about 70 or 80% of those snaps, and then the number three guy would get, you know, like the 30% or so that was left over. But the fact that Roderick Robinson is now not healthy, I think that becomes a little bit more mysterious, because, like, the one thing that you just get more carries from Nate Frazier. But the truth is Nate Frazier and Roderick Robinson are very different running backs in that, you know, Frazier's a little bit more elusive guy. You know, I think probably maybe the superior athlete in that group, but he's not the kind of pounded between the tackles back right now that Roderick Robinson probably was. So now you're left to wonder, okay, well then does Branson Robinson now get way more carries than you know, thought he was probably going to, because he obviously, when healthy, does have the physical, you know, ability to really kind of be the pounded between the tackles type guy. A lot of that comes down to how healthy he really is. So we may see Georgia disperse those carries much more evenly among, you know, three, if Chauncey Bowens is involved, maybe four guys. You know, we may see a little bit more of a dispersion there than we otherwise would, because kind of the classic thunder and lightning that Rod Robinson and Trevor Etienne would have been, all of a sudden now you don't quite have that. So maybe they more equally distribute this now. That may be the safest overall bet here at the moment.
As we get closer to this game, B.A., and obviously we'll talk more about the game next week when we get you on, which will be game week. Any growing concerns that you might not have had before this training camp opened up?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you got a lingering injury for Warren Brinson along the defensive line. Sounds like Xavier McLeod maybe a little bit banged up too, I think. And so, you know, Georgia obviously needs, I think, an improved performance from its defensive line this year compared to the sort of total performance from a year ago. And it sounds like Jordan Hall is still banged up. So it sounds like you know, they are less than 100% right now at the defensive line position. So if you want to see the best of Georgia, and in particular the best of Georgia from that defensive line spot, it does sound like it's going to be a little difficult to do that, just given some kind of nagging injury situation, I think varying degrees of severity. So if you ask me what I'm concerned about right now, I think that's where my concerns would kind of center in on.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us every Tuesday to talk Georgia football. What are you hearing about what to expect in the secondary next Saturday? I mean, we know Malachi Starks is going to be back there. Sounds like Dan Jackson probably will be as well at safety. Maybe KJ Bolden sooner rather than later, but not sure. And it sounds like Janelle Aguero probably going to be the star. But what are you hearing about the corners and how all of that is going to break down?
Yeah, so I would say of the position groups where a battle was taking place, the most decided outcome, I believe, is probably Janelle Aguero. He is the nickelback, as Georgia calls it, the star. A lot of defense call it that. That's what's going to be the case. I do believe that KJ Bolden, as an incoming freshman, is going to be a player too tough to keep off the field. I think there was some chatter that maybe Bolden may have been slowed down a little bit during fall camp, so that may be enough to kind of allow Dan Jackson, who for all intents and purposes seemed to have had a good fall camp, maybe that gives him enough of an edge to be starter in the game against Clemson. But obviously the assumption would be that Bolden will play, and maybe the correct assumption will also be that over the course of the season he might overtake Jackson and get that starting job, just maybe not by the game against Clemson. At the cornerback spot, seems like, you know, Daylon Everett has probably done well enough given the experience that he's had, where my assumption would be that he's probably starting at one of the cornerback spots. The best that I can tell is, based on, you know, just people that I've talked to that have seen some of these scrimmages, sounds like Julian Humphrey may have been a little bit ahead of Daniel Harris, who may be a little bit ahead of Ellis Robinson. But in some form or fashion, I think all three of those cornerbacks will probably find a role at some point in time this year. But I'd say the safest bets are Everett at one corner, maybe Humphrey at the other, Aguero certainly at the star, Malachi Starks rock solid at the one safety spot, and maybe Jackson slightly ahead of Bolden for now, with plenty of time for that to maybe change over the course of the fall.
B.A., obviously Carson lost his go-to guy in Brock Bowers, his other go-to guy in Ladd McConkey. If you had to take a guess right now of the returning guys, who do you think would he be the most comfortable with in being his go-to guy?
I think Dominic Lovett would be very close to that answer for me. I think that Dylan Bell would probably be the next closest name for me on that, just because Bell did play a lot last year. I think that Lovett's in a much bigger role. But this is a guy who has had, you know, productive, you know, performances in the SEC. He had a very big year at Missouri 2 years ago, for instance. And so I think for me, it'd probably start with Bell and Lovett. I think that Oscar Delp, I mean, you know, Brandy, I know how much you love the tight end position, of course. I think the closer we get to all of this, the more you have, not Brock Bowers, of course, but the more you have to assume that Oscar Delp is also going to be a very big part of this Georgia offense. So I'd start with some of those guys who played, like Lovett, you know, like Bell, you know, like Oscar Delp, and I'd say that the beginning framework of what Georgia's going to be in the passing game probably starts with guys like that.
You think Georgia's going to be installing QR code decals on the backs of their helmets before the Clemson game?
You know, I did see that. Listen, I mean, I guess any idea is kind of fair game here. And it's always interesting to me that some of these programs sort of, and this is not meant to be disrespectful, but sort of below the level of like what a Georgia is or one of these top 10 teams are, they're the ones that have a little bit more, you know, freedom to be creative about that. Right. I mean, listen, we're in a day and age where you almost wonder now if some of these football teams aren't going to be a little bit like what minor league baseball used to be, yep, where it's all kinds of crazy marketing ideas.
Exactly
just everything
the example
to
I was going to give. Exactly the
you know, to see what sticks. And, you know, this is sort of that deal here. But, I mean, the old school thing used to be where you'd kind of walk off the field holding your helmet, you know, kind of with the hard part kind of facing down so that the part where you stick your head's facing up. People could just sort of drop money in there like it was an offering plate. You know, I guess this is the sort of new version of that.
For people that don't know, by the way, Oklahoma State is going to have QR codes on the back of their football helmets, and you can watch the game. And while you're watching the game, if you like what a guy's done, you scan the QR code and you can send some money over to their collective. So,
can I also say this? This has got nothing to do with nothing, but Has anything over the course of the last 4 or 5 years had a better comeback than the QR code?
Nothing.
Like, this is technology that's actually pretty old. It's been around for a while. Showed up, completely disappeared, then kind of like post-pandemic, QR codes have sort of been all the rage again.
That's a great point. Like, hand sanitizer and QR codes really got a bump. And Amazon.
Amazon really got
a bump from COVID. Not everybody benefited from it, but QR codes certainly did. B.A.,
I think we
appreciate the time, man. Appreciate
you, B.
Good to be with you guys, as always.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Again, follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily for your daily coverage of the Georgia Bulldogs. And, you know, it's every day some sort of story like this seems to come out. That's the newest one.
Yeah, man.
Oklahoma State's going to be cashing in on game day.
This is the first time that we've seen this, right?
First time I've seen that, yeah.
Like any other sport does it?
No, never heard of it.
It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean... You can, like, watch. Can't you, like, watch streamers or something like that?
Yeah,
or people on Twitch
like
and you like them and send them money?
No, I'm talking about the actual
like
player.
Like, actual football
player. Yeah.
What it feels like, OnlyFans. Like, it feels like...
Lower levels did it? Okay.
It feels like OnlyFans.
A little bit.
It feels like you're watching. It's like, ooh, I like that. Here's some money.
Yeah, here's a tip.
It's like making it rain, but digitally.
But that's going to be the thing about it is, like, as long as they don't show who's getting the most donations, it'll be fine. But if, like we talked about earlier, somebody's getting...
But why? What difference does it make?
Because I want it. I don't want to share.
Well, play better.
I don't want to share.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
Hold on, this dude didn't make...
Right, then they'll be frustrated.
Yeah, this dude didn't make no money.
Right.
Yeah. Why am I giving him...
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't revenue sharing. Yeah, this ain't the NFL. Buffalo would get the same thing.
Yeah. But that's what the NIL's for. Nobody gets the same thing in NIL.
Yeah.
The good guys get Lamborghinis.
Exactly. So let's keep it.
The other guys get some pizzas or something.
Let's keep it that way.
Oy. All right, let's open up the phone lines for you. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, load up the phone lines. We will answer all of your questions coming up next to wrap the show up. By the way, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. The AMA next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA, ask me anything to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. A couple phone lines open if you want to jump on. Give us a call and jump on hold. 404-726-0929. But we will start with Rock on the south side. Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Great. Hey, listen, my wife has been in the habit of singing the first line of a song, just the first line, over and over again. From 1999 Prince album, she's been singing, "You Ask Me If I Love You." It's automatic. And she keeps doing that over and over again. Over and over again. Won't finish anything else. You like? So she asked me mine, and she didn't like the answer. I said, mine is Tupac. I ain't no killer, but don't press me. Revenge is like the greatest joy, and that's getting nasty.
All right.
So what did you guys do? I want to listen because I'm not in the car. But what's your favorite song or favorite opening line of any rap song? Tom, what's your favorite opening line if you got one?
Man,
I got so many of them, but I was singing it the other day because I was at the house listening to it. And geez, I'm the realest. Y'all already know got trap. Yeah. Any opening Jeezy line.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Mystical. What's the one where he says he came in? I came into the with my in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave here with my foot in your.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I mean Tupac. His song Back to Biggie. It's pretty good. Lines from that one.
Yeah.
What's that song called? Hit 'Em Up?
Yeah, I was talking about Jeezy. What's the other one? I always say this, though. I came in, I'm going out the same way I came in. Hard than a, you know what. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many different ones.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good ones.
Yeah, it is, dog.
Did you, yesterday's fun, we were at camp, and so we went out and we were watching the practice and noticed the music was different. And then it was like, oh, it's Kirk Cousins' birthday.
Yeah.
It really was all Kirk Cousins' playlist.
Yes.
Did you see any of the playlist?
Yes.
How many of those songs were you familiar with?
None.
Not one?
No.
Not a single one?
No.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was trying to think. And it's probably one of the things where if I hear the sound.
If you song, heard it,
if
you
I
might
heard it,
know
then
it.
I might. Yeah. But if just like the reading title, no.
No. No, there's a lot of songs on there that I didn't know either. But I thought to myself, I was like, there's a chance, like, If we played this song and you had to guess the title of it or the artist or something like that,
there's no way.
You'd go 0 for the whole list.
Yes.
Like, pretty good chance.
Yes.
We should
all
done,
the way.
We should have done that.
All the way.
All right. Lost the thing here. Oh, here we go. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas. Hey, I want to get an update from Randy on young Nico. And a situation happened that made me think about it. So my dog, you know, I got a bull mastiff, and she just acts real funny toward my lady. Not in an aggressive way or anything like that, but she'll call me on break, or, you know, we might be talking on the phone. I can talk to y'all. She won't make no noise. But as soon as I say, hey, babe, she starts whining. It reminded me of my daughter.
Jealous.
Back
Jealous.
In the days when she was about 3. So when she was about 3, I was hers. Like, if her mama wanted to hug on me, she was going to get in between us. She wanted to lay in the bed with us and everything. We finally broke her of that. But it's almost like my dog feels like I'm hers. Like, are y'all experiencing that yet with little Nico? And Andy, did you experience it with Boone?
Thank you, Mo.
Oh, Nico's fine. Getting big as hell. Heavy.
Yeah. I saw a picture the other day.
Big.
It's like twice as big and as
heavy.
Got as, him.
Big and heavy as hell. Too much. We like the he's trying getting the concept that he's big as hell. And so he won't jump, and he'll jump, knock damn Sebastian across the room and everything. But he's good other than tearing up my damn yard. Come out, I don't know where he found his log, because
log?
Yeah, it's a big ass, like a log. He was chewing on it. I was like, what the That's hell is awesome. That? He's cool, though, man. But, yeah, no, he's equally attached. Like, he likes, like, because I'm up in the morning with him, and I like to chill. But he wants to get his big ass on me, like, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pet you with my hand. I'm going to leave my hand right here. And he takes his paw and makes sure I'm rubbing his head. he's a little too smart already.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
Yeah, he does.
Just wait till he's 115 pounds.
He actually does.
Yeah. Boone hadn't really been like that. Like, he's protective of all of us, for sure. The main thing, though, is when Ashley was pregnant both times. Like, how quickly he realized it. And treated her different.
Right.
Like, wouldn't, because he'll jump up sometimes when he's excited, wouldn't jump on her at all. If anybody he didn't know got anywhere near her, he would get between her and that person to be protective. But I mean, he's not like that as much. But yeah, both times she was pregnant, he was super protective and like attentive and all over it, which is pretty cool. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I'm actually I'm in the process of relocating to Decatur, so I'll be Andrew in Decatur from moving forward here.
Okay.
And it's actually part of my question, because I'm still trying to learn the lay of the land out there. So I'm like, when I'm driving, they've got like these 3-lane roads that like kind of abruptly turn into left turn lanes. So today, like the way the light broke, I felt like I was going to skis in there or get in there without, you know, impeding anybody, but this woman gave me she flipped me the bird for at least 2 miles down the road. Like,
wow.
Not even close 10 and 2. Yeah, just crazy.
She rode next to you for 2 miles with the bird up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I ate it. I was like, that's fine. Like, I mean, that doesn't affect me. A little down the road, it happens again where the lane switches. And I'm like, damn. So, same thing happens. Same kind of occurrence happens. But this time it's an older gentleman. And he pulls up next to me at the next light, and he just gives me the flattest, like, strongest thumbs down I've ever received in my life. Like, like third grade style thumbs down. Like,
oh,
and that one really pierced my soul with that one. I was like, no, you got it, man. You got it. You're right. So what's like a soul piercing gesture you've either given or received or anything like that on the roads or the highway?
I'm a big middle finger guy.
You are?
Yes. And I will give you it back.
Oh, if you get it, you get it.
Oh,
back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I'm giving it. Now, he rode 2 miles. Ain't no way in hell I'm riding 2 miles, and I'm not doing it back.
Yeah.
We're riding side to side, dueling bird.
Even if you're going fast, 2 miles is 2 minutes.
I'm riding bird, too.
You got to.
Oh, yeah, right there
back.
With it. And it's going to just hang right there while I'm looking forward.
Or at least, like, slow down or speed up so they're not next to you giving you the bird for 2 miles.
I'm fingering. Yeah, you're getting it, too.
The aggressive eye contact thumbs down is really good. The worst one I ever did was a guy stole my parking spot in the Target parking lot in Portland, Oregon, when I was living there right around Christmas time. I was clearly there waiting.
Right.
The guy backed out. The guy zoomed in.
You got zoomed in?
I got zoomed in. And I rolled my window down.
I've never happened before.
And I said, hey, man, that was my spot. And he goes, oh, I got it. And I was like, I hope you have I hope you have a terrible Christmas.
Yeah, I've never, ever, that's never happened to, I've never done it.
I hope your Christmas sucks.
Yes.
I hope your family doesn't show up. I hope you don't get anything. Yeah. I hope whatever bad can happen to you on Christmas happens.
I've never done it, and I've never had it done to me.
It wasn't a good feeling.
It does not seem like – that seems like that's one of them situations where, you know, world star, like, you know, like a fighting situation.
Yeah, I wasn't going to fight
Christmas time?
Yeah, but it was just – it wasn't good. I didn't like that very much. I honked at Abe yesterday.
Was he getting any nerves?
Well, no, he was waiting too long at the. I think he was on his phone.
That's what he was. Reading Twitter.
We're leaving Flowery Branch, and he was waiting too long at the stop sign.
At the stop sign. So that what he was doing, he was reading the Austin Riley thing. Exactly.
Oh,
what happened. Yeah. Because when it came, I was like,
hurry up.
He must have gotten his damn car. Yeah, because I'd be trying to wait for y'all, but y'all be taking too damn long.
Well, I had less about my speed. Huh? I passed you back on the highway.
Yeah. Well, I just want to get out of the front.
I'd be trying to wait, but I'm like, damn, God, call, man. Come on, let's go. Then I'm like, it'll be all right.
Yeah,
I'll be trying to wait for you.
It's all right. If you walk by yourself to the car, it's okay. We'll all be okay.
Yeah. Also, did you actually honk?
Yeah, I honked.
That's a pathetic horn. I didn't hear it.
I do think my horn, like,
I'm not trying to insult you, but I knew you were behind me.
No, but I think,
and I didn't hear it.
Does your horn lose oomph ever? Because I think mine's like lost the juice. You know how sometimes you have to refill your AC, whatever.
Right.
Is there something you have to refill in your horn?
I do not know.
Because my horn is very bad.
I legitimately did not hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's my horn oomph is soft. I need Blue Chew for my horn. No, I actually had the. I had the Element yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It was maybe nice. They put a weaker horn in a Prius because who's really going to honk a horn at somebody?
Just for the safety of the Prius driver.
I don't know if you ever got to get your horn a boost.
I don't know. I don't know if I need to re-up my horn juice, but
I do not know.
By the way, that would also be a really good endorsement for Blue Chew.
Yes, it is.
Re-up your horn juice at bluechew.com.
There we go.
All right, Joshua's in Clayton.
Well, first off, re-upping your horn juice is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was like, I guess you do.
It's a fun thing to say on the radio.
But honestly, I really, it's been a minute since I've been like back listening to the station, and I'm just wondering where the hell is John Frankie at?
He's in Northern Kia Studios.
Yeah, I think he's in Ackworth broadcasting at night. Abe, right?
Yeah, he does some nights. He'll be back on Wade Ford on Sunday mornings, do some college football on Saturday mornings. He's still hanging around.
The takes have not cooled, though.
No, they're still there.
Takes Yikes. Are fiery hot.
They're still there.
You let John Frankie get Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons in the same week? You have any idea what's going on up there in Ackworth right now?
Oh, Super Bowl, baby.
No Blue Chew needed.
No, like, boy, that horn is ready.
It is.
He's ready.
Horned up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Oh, freak.
Probably a good way to end it, right? Okay.
Oh, I was like, no.
As our show gets into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Andy, we'll take a few attaboys.
I don't mind an attaboy. If you feel like I've done a good job, you can tell me. Randy's going to make his heckling debut tonight. I don't know who it's going to be, but he's going to heckle somebody.
Cannot wait.
Maybe it'll be Abe.
There's not going to be any 100-game winners in MLB this season because of the balls that they play with. And tune in tomorrow at 12:20 where Tyrese is going to cry.
Don't get in a shower with Greg Maddux.
No.
Don't do that.
The thumbs down, possibly more devastating than the middle finger. And Andy might read to re-up his horn juice, which somehow is not an ad read for Blue Chew.
My horn doesn't honk as loud as it used to.
I'm just saying, I don't know how you do. You get like a new, like, spark plug?
I don't know. Like, I got laryngitis in my horn or something.
I don't know, man.
Like, remember you did the woo yesterday and it was like, woo?
Yeah.
That's what my horn sounds like when I try to honk at people.
All I needed was some Claritin. Clear myself out.
I need some horn Claritin. That's what I need. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.